Translation with purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. At the end of the millennium, when the personality of Godhead, Lord Narayan, lay down within the water of devastation, Brahma began to enter into him along with all creative elements, and I also entered through his breathing. Purport. Narada is known as the son of Brahma, as Lord Krishna is known as the son of Vasudev. The personality of Godhead and his liberated devotees, like Narada, appear in the material world by the same process. As it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, the birth and activities of the Lord are all transcendental. Therefore, according to authorized opinion, the birth of Narada as the son of Brahma is also a transcendental pastime. His appearance and disappearance are practically on the same level as that of the Lord. The Lord and his devotees are therefore simultaneously one and different as spiritual entities. They belong to the same category of transcendence. Om Ajnana Timirandhyasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadandikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Pukam Kuroti Bachalam Pangalam Mayate Girim Yakripa Tamaham Vande Shiguru Dinatarinam Mum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shimati Tamala Krishna Goswam Nityanamane Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasati Deven Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Paskyata Desatarine Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Ivacha Paditanam Pavane Vyo Vaishnavi Vyo Namo Nama. Kalpanta idam adaya shayanem basi udanvata sisaisor anupranam vivise intaraham vibo. At the end of the millennium, when the personality of Godhead Lord Narayan lay down within the water of devastation, Brahma began to enter into him along with all creative elements, and I also entered through his breathing. So this is Narada Muni speaking to Srila Vyasadeva, his disciple. You can see that Narada Muni's position became so exalted in no time, in just a few days, actually, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, if you read in the verse 23, three verse before, verse 23, it's an interesting passage there. The Lord says, by service of the absolute truth, even for a few days, A devotee attains firm and fixed intelligence in me. Consequently, he goes on to become my associate in the transcendental world after giving up the present deplorable material world. Just a few days. It's interesting that sometimes we think spiritual life or perfection or to become a Mahabhagavat, it takes life and lives of devotional service. But here is the confirm that if you want just surrender, it's all about surrendering to the Lord. Then one can achieve perfection sooner than he expects. Just like Dhruva Maharaj, it was 6 months. It was only 6 months of penance, austerity. But here, Narada Muni, he achieved, of course, it was not a complete process because the Lord appeared to him after a few days and then it disappeared again because he wanted to increase the feeling of separation. And that is the the perfection of seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or the perfection of devotional service. It's that one shouldn't think, oh, I've achieved the Lord, and that's it. Nothing else to do, nothing else to see. But when we achieve perfection, it means that that's the beginning of separation. Then the beginning of searching. The achieving perfection means to reach the beginning of search for the Lord, hungering for Him. Just like the gopi, they're always in the beginning mood. The six Goswamis, hey Radhe, Braja Devrinde, where are you? Where are you, Radharani? This feeling of separation, it's actually very auspicious. It's not that you never see Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami in Sambhoga, meeting the Lord, and then what? Once you meet the Lord, then what? The Sambhoga is given very rarely to the devotee when the feeling of separation, it's actually is to the edge when it snaps, just like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. 99.9% he was chasing Krishna. It's not that he saw Krishna. He was chasing Krishna in Sambhoga, in Vipralamba. So the Vipralamba mood, it's much more important than the Sambhoga. That is when the Lord says, you become my associate. That means, you know, you'll start to miss me. And means, you know, you will chase for me. When Srila Prabhupada never, he never claimed to have seen Krishna. Of course, he has seen Krishna in the Vipralamba Seva, in his service, in his love for Krishna. Because when you feel that separation, that is the darshan of the Lord. It's not that by seeing the Lord's form, one, that's it. And then what? What are you going to do? It's very important to understand this mood that the Lord granted to Narada Muni. Then he felt very stressed, but that stress it was the most important feeling for him. Because that stress led him to conduct a life of devotional service. So he could see that in the beginning it started, you know, in a very apparent, unfortunate situation, that he didn't know his father. He had a mother that was completely dependent on serving the sadhus and serving the it was an ashram. She was the maid servant. She had no independence, just for the maintenance of the boy. That's all he had in the world. And the Lord took away his mother. So maybe people, when you see in reality such a thing, you know, people, they think that God is very cruel. But very often, you know, situations like that, they dovetail, you know, into blessings. They are a blessing in disguise. People, they blame God when we lose things. But actually, what is it? What is material? What is light for a transcendental sage is darkness for a materialistic person, and vice versa. What is a daytime? What is it, Govinda? It's in Bhagavad Gita somewhere. Yes. So it was very unfortunate situation. It appeared to be like that, but you could see it turned out to become the most fortunate person on the planet to achieve a spiritual body. Not just that, here you can see on this verse that he got the best of all the fathers, Lord Brahma. And not only that, he achieved the eternal association of Lord Narayan in a particular way, which we'll discuss a little bit later. So people, the shortcut understanding concept is that we curse God when things they go very badly. Just like I remember some years back in Highway Camp, I met a boy on Sangitan book distribution, and I was distributing Second Chance. I don't know how many of you have seen the book Second Chance, the yellow one. Very nice. They don't do it anymore, I don't know why. And I had the picture of the Yamadutta pulling out the soul of Hajamil from his body. So I used to be enchanted by that book, but at the same time, you know, what kind of book we distribute to people? You know, I mean, people, what has it got to do with God, you know, such a book? Because it had a very fearful picture on it, very ugly Yamadutta pulling the soul. Anyway, so I met this boy, and I said, "That's for you." And he had actually a scar on his how do you call this, temple of his head. And we were talking. I said, "It's a book about God." So he was listening to me, and then all of a sudden, he gave me the book back and he said, "Brother," it must have been about 26, 27 year old boy, said, "I don't believe in God. I used to believe in God. I gave my faith into God. I was brought up as a Catholic boy. My father left the family when I was very, very small. And then my mother raised me. We used to go to church. And we lived in poverty. And then she was taken away by destiny, by cancer. He lost his mother cancer. And it was at the time when he just got his degree. Then he got a job with the council. He had a job with the council. And he had a girlfriend. So two things he had in his life. Then his girlfriend left him after some time. And he got depressed. After the depression, he couldn't work anymore. So he lost his job. And he said, where was God? I was praying to him, you know, in my youth. I was trained by my mom to believe in God, to always pray to him and seek for help, protection. But he stripped off everything from me. And the only thing I had to do to get the gun, he bought a gun and he shot himself. And he was for about 6 months in coma in the hospital. And they managed to take off the bullet from his head. And he survived and he came to life, consciousness, after 6 months. And he found, when he woke up, that they were, his girlfriend was on the, you know, on the feet of his bed. And so he woke up and he met up with his girlfriend. And he went into this, he was describing to me, went into this deep situation, you know, between the worlds, you know, life and death. And he saw in this situation that there was meaning to his life, that there was some powerful force that kept him into this world. And I interrupted him and I said, you know what was the purpose of you surviving death? It's here, it's in your hands. And I gave the book back in his hands. I said, God is giving you a second chance. And I told him the story of Narada Muni, actually, believe it or not, from the Bhagavatam. We spoke for about 1 hour. I think I gave the details to Kripamoya Prabhu about this boy. Anyway, he also visited Saw Street Temple. And I said the reason why you survived is actually to meet me today and to reassure you that God exists, He loves you. And I said when you see people, they've got everything, they've got nice family, they've got good health, they've got money, they've got position, they've got everything, good jobs. It's where God means likes them. When He likes them, He gives them so much. But when God loves someone, because you spend, you know, your youth in Vandanam prayers, you know, you were going to church, praying to God, you always had a faith in God. So when God loves someone, He takes away everything. This is in our philosophy. And very often people, they misunderstand and they label God, you know, as a very cruel person, cruel creature. How can He do this to such a person? So you could see the same faith was there with many of these personality. Like Dhruva Maharaj, he was rejected by his father. His mother couldn't say anything. And then he was insulted by, actually was not rejected by his father, he was rejected by his stepmother. She said, if you want to sit on my lap, you have to take birth in my womb in your next life. So he was the son of Hutanapad, isn't it? Hutanapad, Dhruva Maharaj. But the father couldn't say anything. He could not comfort the boy because of his attachment to his wife, to his queen. And then he went for shelter to his mother, the original, the biological mother, and she also couldn't do anything. So he felt like an outcast, rejected, living in a kingdom, but not enjoying the same privilege like his siblings. So he went to the forest and encountered his spiritual master, which is Narada Muni. And he told him the same thing, you know, just two things, actually. He said, give up the envy, which is the same thing that Narada Muni was told by the Lord here. When he heard the voice of the Lord, give up your envy and carry on your devotional service, think of me. This is actually the secret formula to achieve perfection in devotional service. Very simple. Two things. You know, very often we, you know, distribute books, we preach, we chant the Hare Krishna mantra. We go out on Harinam and we do a lot of seva. We make giwaks for the deities, we do garlands, we cook for Krishna. But there is one question that we should always bring up to ourselves. It's, am I free from this envy? Because you could see that many of these personalities went through the same thing. Dhruva Maharaj, he was told by Narada, give up the envy of your grandfather, Lord Brahma, because he wanted the kingdom bigger than Lord Brahma. So he wanted to go to the forest just to insult his stepmother, to show her, you see, I'm becoming bigger than you. I don't need you. You know, I will have a kingdom bigger than yours. But then Narada Muni told him, if you learn these three types of relationships, you balance out these three types of relationship, then your service, your austerity in the forest will bear fruits. You will see the Lord. And he said, when you see someone superior than you, you don't envy that person, but you serve that person. When you see someone equal to you, you don't challenge and you make friendship. You don't become a competitor. And when you see someone less intelligent than you, you don't deride that person, but you become merciful, compassionate. If you learn these three approach in relationships, then you will achieve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Prabhupada, if you read this purport to that verse in the Bhagavatam, third canto, Prabhupada said, all the problems in the world, at the end of the purport, are all caused because these three relationships, they are in the other way around. When we see someone superior, we envy that person. When we see someone equal, we compete and we want to be better than that person. And when we see someone less intelligent, instead of being compassionate, we deride, denigrate that person. So, in our devotional service, this is the chief question. We should ask, are we free from this envy? Because the Lord told the same thing to Narada. There is a little passage I read yesterday, a few days ago. There was a class. In the verse 26. I think it was my wife giving class. Jai Shishi Radha Gokulananda Ki Jai. Verse 26, very interesting. It's here. at the end of the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, this awaits them in due course on quitting the material body. Because they have the highest aim of life, going back to Godhead, they are never envious of anyone, nor are they proud of being eligible to go back to Godhead. Their only business is to chant and remember the holy name, fame and pastimes of the Lord, and according to personal capacity, to distribute the message of for others' welfare without motive and material gain. So when we preach, we distribute either the holy name, the prasadam, the books. It has to be done without envy. And when we say envy, it doesn't mean in a gross way. It means that actually it's about culture. When if you're not envious of your superior, that's then you get the blessings of the spiritual master, of the senior Vaishnavas, the sadhus, the parampara, Lord Krishna. This is a culture. With those blessings, then you know how to deal with the peers and those who are less intelligent. You distribute them the message of Krishna consciousness. I know we very often we forget. That's why there are a lot of problems in ISKCON. The problems, they come up, controversy, because there is still that element of envy in the heart of even a senior devotees. And that's why there are problems. You can't miss the obvious. The relationship, you know, when devotees say, I like that one, but I don't like that devotee. Or changing temples, or you don't get along with some authorities, or you don't. This is all due because inside we haven't given up that thing. And that feeling is actually reflects our relationship with Krishna. Because if we don't learn to love what we see, we can never learn to love what we don't see. We don't see Krishna at the moment, but Krishna wants us to learn to love what is around us. If we learn to love devotees, the spiritual master, then we learn to love also the conditioned souls. And the love is expressed into preaching to them, trying to help them. Why, if you ask why Govinda is going out on Harinam today, it's to purify yourself, or because you have some compassion in your heart for the conditioned souls, or because it's all about purifying the heart from the envy. That's when love takes place. And love is manifested into the desire to preach. Devotees, sometimes they get up from the bed, you know, and on a crusader, and they don't like to preach. They'd rather do something else, but that's fine. As long they don't give hard time to other devotees. Krishna, something is better than nothing. Actually, if we get up from our bed with a wrong mood, then it's better to stay in bed. Then there will be less aparat. But if you get up and you don't feel good and you don't want to preach, that's fine. As long you don't manifest, you don't get entangled into this asrik bhava, because it's a feeling, is a demoniac feeling that stops us from devotional service, from serving the devotees, the gurus, and Krishna. So, but if we give up this feeling and preach, like Prabhupada says in the verse 26, never mind austerity like these great personalities they performed, like Narada Muni, Dhruva Maharaj, because we can't, I don't think we have the stamina for that. But if we could just preach, which is a walk in the park, it's very joyful to preach. What is it, the verse? Susukam kartumavyayam, rajavidya rajoguyam, pavitram idam uttamam. This knowledge, when it's practiced and realized, and then you give it to others, susukam kartumavyayam, it's a very joyful austerity. So Prabhupada didn't give us very hard task that we cannot perform. Get up in the morning, we attend the morning program, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam that washes the soul from this envy, and take prasad, associate with devotees, developing loving relationships, and go out and do little something to help the conditioned souls. So something is better than nothing. Of course, more you do, more is better than something. Preaching is it's in the category of more. When you preach, you are doing more. And in this way, Narada Muni, in just a few days, he achieved the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Eternal association. Just like Prahlad Maharaj, he achieved the protection of the Lord, the association. The Lord came in the form of protection to him, and is living with the Lord in the Vaikuntha planets eternally. And like Brahmana Sudama, the Lord became a servant, Bhakti Vatsala, to Brahmana Sudama. The Lord became, he gave himself as a charioteer to Arjuna. What else? Bali Maharaj, the Lord, he became the gatekeeper to Bali Maharaj. So to Narada Muni, he gave himself in what form? Does anybody know? The Lord gave himself to Narada in a particular form. It's there at the end of the purport, at the end of the chapter. In what way Narada Muni is having constant association with Lord Narayan? The Lord gave him something. The Veena, that's the one. And that Veena, it's non-different from Lord Narayan. Every time he plays it, Lord Narayan, it's sound vibration, speaking. And he says, actually, here, it's in one of the purports, at the end of the chapter. The Lord gave himself as a veena to Narada Muni, and every time he plays, it's the Lord speaking, and he chants the holy name of Narayan along with the sound vibration of Lord Narayan. So, such a wonderful association to have the sound vibration of the Lord constantly with you. And this veena is actually completely spiritual, non-different, you know, just Rupa Namanamino, the form of Krishna and his names, it's non-different. So the speaking of Krishna and his veena, that he gave it to Narada, none different. And he travels all over the universe. He's the only one of all the devotees that he has a free access into Vaikuntha planets, in Vrindavan, Goloka Vrindavan, material world, hellish planets, everywhere. Anywhere he wants to go, he will go and chants the name, broadcasting the name of Lord Narayan. So, by the grace of Narada, we have this Srimad Bhagavatam. If it was not for him, we probably wouldn't be sitting here. Because Vyasadeva, he missed the main point. He put everything there on the Vedas, but he didn't include the Srimad Bhagavatam, which are the words of the Lord. So you can see that he did great favor for us. Just by reading this Srimad Bhagavatam, one becomes purified from this subject that we've been talking about before, which is envy in the heart. And those go back home, back to Godhead. So we'll stop here and ask if there is any questions.